And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jer Parsons with us on the garden program this morning. Area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. And today we're going to talk about what?
We're going to talk about container gardening because it's after the middle of August.
That's right,
we're getting toward the late part of August, which means we're getting toward the late part of planting tomatoes. Mm-hmm. You can still plant them. If you were going to plant them this late, I would recommend that you go ahead and use some of the larger transplants that's on the market. And we do have large transplants, both in 4-inch containers and in what they call super packs, that are older, of course, and will give you enough. But still, there's a lot of people that, you know, can't make up their mind, won't even have made up their mind by September. And because we want to give everybody the opportunity to grow both vegetables and marimums, you know, the flowers. And one of the best ways to do that is so you won't have to worry about the frost. And, of course, I haven't decided when the first frost will be yet.
I hope you're working on it.
I'm working on it. It will be after November the 15th.
No, oh, okay.
We do not allow it to be before November the 15th because all of our scheduling on all this flowers and vegetables and everything else is assuming that we're going to have the first main frost no earlier than November the 15th. Now, last year was into December, so I really haven't determined when it'll be. But I'm feeling around November 30th for some reason.
I'm going to put that down
in case. I'm just telling you. I have to get these feelings. I'm telling you. You know, it's not just something that you take lightly. All right. You know, I don't want to be wrong as many times as you guys are. You know, I'm not getting paid to be wrong like you folks are. Anyway, it's like our saying for today. We need to kind of think about that frost because it's like our saying. For today, knowledge is awareness that fire will burn. Wisdom is remembering the blister. I say, well, we want to give you the knowledge that the frost will come and will kill you. Mm-hmm. Will kill your tomato plants. Yeah. I mean, unless you cover them or protect them. Now, that wisdom part, the blister, if you've done this before, you've blistered before. You know, I mean, you've had them, you planted them late, and you got into a lot of great old big green tomatoes that wouldn't ripen, and lo and behold, the whole plant killed. Okay, so what do we do on these container gardens? Anybody can have a container, even if you're in an apartment. What we'd like, again, regardless of you putting a tomato or a marimum in a container, if you put it in the shade and do stupid things to it, don't water it or overwater it, you will kill it and it will not produce, okay? Now, if you're in an apartment and you've got a patio, most patios, I'd say 90% of them, do not get sufficient sun. I'm talking about 8 to 10 hours sunbathing in that sucker. We're not talking about morning sun up to 10 o'clock and in shade after that, or we're not talking afternoon sun from 3 to 5. We're talking 8 to 10 hours. If you've got that kind of situation, then what you want to try is broccoli and lettuce and some of those types of things in containers that will tolerate some shade. Broccoli would probably be one of your best because it's multi-harvest. Okay, and also, of course, we've got to choose the right container. Now, what is the right container? The right container is that container which is over a gallon. It's over a gallon container. Mm-hmm. No smaller than a 5-gallon.
All right.
And on up to a whiskey barrel. You know, we're talking 5 to whiskey barrel. And no larger than your spouse, whether it be wife or husband, whoever's doing the grunt work around there, can carry. Now, a lot of people make mistakes on this because they go down, they take I'll use myself as an example. And I hate to say wife all the time because people think I'm, you know, a male chauvinist or something, and I certainly don't want to give that impression.
No, of course not.
But I'll use my example. Now, if I take my wife down and I said, all right, now, honey, here's a container that I'm thinking about growing some tomatoes on. How many of these can you lift at a time? And so she picks it up. Well, now, that's a mistake I've made already because it doesn't have the mix. I'm not accounting for the mix in there. And I'm not accounting for the fruit, and I'm not accounting for the plant that's going to be in there.
Sure.
So, you know, what I usually do is stand in the container and then have her lift it. And if she can lift me standing in there, then I think she can tote two, one on each arm. But that's important when you're choosing the container. Now, when we get back, we'll talk about how to choose the mix that you use in there and also how to grow it and so it'll do well for you.
Okay, well, just dying to get back and see what else he can do to get in trouble, and he will right after this.